Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
On the Blog Talk Network. This week was a very interesting week in soaps. I'm all caught up but today's. And you're listening to General Hospital Rape Week Discussion. We are going to be hitting that. We are going to be hitting a lot of things. I just want to say for everyone in Oklahoma, I hope everything's okay. I hope the tornadoes go away. I hope everyone is all right. Yes. So that, okay, so I'm going to start out with my little rant. And I don't care if it gets me in trouble, oh, whatever. You know what? Franco needs to die. That's all it's come down to it for me. I don't care if you're going to redeem the son of a bitch or not. That guy is redeemable. Everything he said in motion happened. He's a bad guy. I don't care if Walter House is playing. What he has done is wrong, and I don't care. So this is what I would love to do with Franco if I was given the sand. Hold on, people. Yes, people, I want someone to hit him with their best shot. Do I think Sam did it? No. You know what? Son needs to kill the bastard. Sorry, he had the gun. He should have done it. I don't care. I don't care if it's murder or whatever. It would have been justifiably in my book because Franco is a bad man, and, you know, Starbucks and Franco both need, you know, thank God Starbucks is dead. Because, you know what, Starbucks needs to go to hell for what he did. You know, raping Lulu, come on. And that's why, you know, I'm calling it Zeno Hospital, you know, rape disgusting because people were raped. And, you know, come on, people. You know, and saying that slut wasn't raped. Sam, after everything, come on. That bitch, I know people don't deserve to be raped. But come on, don't write a story hoping that something bad happened to the slut. And, you know, rewrite it. Come on. I was okay with her being raped by Franco. I was okay by it. Okay, I am going to bring on Kathy first. Hello.
Hi, Carly.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I went into my load, you know, my little rampage.
Yes,
you know?
I heard you.
Yes, because it's not right. It's not right on
all
the
students. I was glad that they had them rewrite that she wasn't raped.
Oh,
I don't think rape is right for anyone.
Oh, because Sam deserves something not to happen. No, no, both said.
Well,
both
I don't
said.
Like
she
rape for anyone.
She deserves everything that is ever coming to her for every miserable thing she has ever done and for they rewrite it like it never happened. I'm sorry. I'm not okay with that. You know,
they didn't really rewrite it. It just never happened.
But now they are saying it never happened. Well, I'm sorry, I am not okay with it because she does do something bad. I mean, the little bitch has gone away with a lot of things, and it would be nice to see something happen to her. It would be really nice. And it just Sam was there. Okay. Lizon, you're on there.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
Hello. I'm not echoing, am I? I hope I'm not echoing because I have a new phone, so it shouldn't echo.
No, you're not.
Okay, see?
Okay.
I thought it was for awesome.
Okay, let me clarify what I was saying, okay? I wasn't saying that rape is a good thing, but what I'm saying, they should have never had rewritten. I'm sorry, I wasn't, you know, I felt like it was rewritten for her. It was rewritten for Sam and Carl, Kelly Monaco, to make a world for people to feel sorry for her or whatever. I'm sorry. you know? You build a story up and then you want to take it down like it never happened. That's what I'm not okay about. They rewrote it like it never happened. And
well, it didn't happen.
Yeah, but for months people thought it did.
He let Sam, he let Jason, he wanted Jason to think it did. And Sam also.
Yeah, and you know what? They could have just gone on thinking that.
Well, it's better. I think it's.
Well,
I mean,
why
you don't want to
better?
See anyone raped.
Because once again, Kelly Marlowe and Sam and Carl gets catered to.
Well, I don't think she got catered to.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm sorry. I do think Kimo and Sam and Carl got catered to. You know, Franco is trying to say, oh, I'm a redeemable guy. I didn't say, you know. Say that, you know, I didn't do anything. What he did to Michael, he might have told Carla not to go after him, but he was the one that got Carla there in the first place.
What?
Are you sneezing?
No.
Oh, I thought you sneezed. I said, God bless you.
No.
Well, God bless you anyway.
Thanks, Kathy.
But what he did to Michael? No, he indirectly is responsible for Michael's rape. I'll say that. Yes, he is. He's indirectly responsible. Yeah.
You know, and this for me, I just feel like, you know, making Franco this guy to come there and apologize and everything is wrong. It's wrong. What? You want to redeem yourself after you caused havoc? You know, I just think it was wrong. I think the whole thing was wrong.
I don't know if he's redeemable. I don't know how they're going to write
not.
Him redeemable.
Not
to
I don't think
not.
He's
out.
Making.
So he'll always be a villain.
We have to see how it plays out. I don't know what they're going to do with him. It's weird.
Even if he gets into prison, probably escape, knowing how this is going. He'll probably find a way to escape or something from prison or concoct some kind of scheme from prison. So, he's
yeah,
always going to be
mean,
a villain. So, I don't see him getting redeemed at all. I mean, he's trying to redeem himself as a character. He's trying to redeem himself, but I don't think it's working.
No, I don't know how they can redeem him. I don't know.
They can't. They cannot, you know. You know, they are not, you know, they cannot, you know, in my opinion, they cannot, you know, redeem this person. I mean, he's done too much. He's done way too much. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, it was way too much. I mean, you know, I think for me, making Walter House come in and play Franco was stupid. This is stupid. Because people are supposed to like you, and, you know, you come and play Franco. People might not like.
I'm sure it wasn't his choice. That's what General Hospital had to do because they couldn't make that deal at Prospect Park. So I'm sure it wasn't Roger Harward's choice. It was just what happened, and he's probably just happy to have a job back. That's what I think.
True. I just think, you know, it is, you know, it's stupid. I mean, it is stupid to, oh, we have more people in this album. Alba. Oh no, Rachel is here. Rachel's here, everyone. And they're
yay.
Like, yeah, but she's not on the line yet, so I just told her to call in.
I've been trying to get in the chat room, but it's not working for me. It's not connecting for some reason.
Because Blog Talk doesn't like us?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't even get my chat room open on my other show on Glee Radio. There was just a couple instances where it would just say connecting, and it wouldn't open for me, but it would open for my listener. And I'm like, well, that doesn't even fucking matter.
That is not helpful. But let's see, Days of Our Life was good this week. Loved it. You know, it was a week not to be missed on Days of Our Life. It was so good. It was perfect. You know, seeing Kristen go down for everything she has done. You know, I don't care if, she feels sorry now. She is the one that did all the stuff with Brady. And so I just feel like she really needs to, for me, I feel like, you know, Days of Our Life is finally in a really good place. And I think it needs to stay in a really good place. I mean, it's really good. I'm looking forward to Jen coming on. I think she's going to make a great addition to Days, whoever she plays. So, yeah, you know, and why and all, I'm not caught up with. And B&B, I'm really not caught up with that either. But general, I am. General and Days, I am. So if you want to call in and talk about those two soaps, or if you want to, if you want to call in, the number is 1-357-850-8721. Did you get this album working yet? Is it working for you yet?
No, not at all.
That is weird.
It keeps saying connecting, so I might not be able to get in there. Sorry.
Well, well, yeah, so what was I going to say? Oh, the interaction between Carly and Lulu this week, I did not find offensive. I wasn't even mad at Carly. I knew where she was going with it. You know, she was emotional.
She was badgering
her. I didn't look at it that way. I didn't look at it like Carly was badgering her at all.
I thought Lulu didn't have her memory, and she was at her. I thought she was at her.
So was Sam.
Sam was, too, and then Sam backed off. But Carly kept going until Dante said, leave her alone.
Well, you know what? I don't blame Carly for doing that. I would have done it. I would have done it, too. I would have probably not backed off, either. So I understand, you know, why she did what she did.
That's her cousin. I mean, she should have had a little bit of, understanding that Lulu didn't have her memory. Lulu, she was jumping all over her. I love Kali, but I was kind of upset with her for doing that.
Well, I wasn't. I understood why she did what she did. And, you know, cousin or not, you get a picture of your dead best friend and to come to this place, okay, it will freak me out a little.
Yeah, it would freak
and,
me out, but...
Yeah, and it will, I will probably go off on someone, and Lulu was the one that, you know, saw the guy. So, of course, you know, this guy, you know, Franco paid. So, of course, he's going to think, you know, something happened. I'm not mad at her because I saw where it was going, and, you know, I didn't, you know, it didn't upset me because I knew she was this, you know, upset, and she was in this place where, you know, she was obviously, you know, mad and wanting to know what the hell was going on. So, Leilon, what did you think of it?
Of Carly yelling at Lulu?
Yes.
Well, I see both sides. I understand Carly's side because it's logical. Like, what logical person would make a business deal with somebody and not get their name? On the other hand, I get that Lulu was feeling
overwhelmed.
Just feeling overwhelmed. Yeah, that's a good word for it. And I mean, I think she felt like she was getting bullied over her decision. But at that point, she didn't have her memories. So obviously, she's not going to know how to run a business because she doesn't have her memories back of running that business. So I can see both sides. I see Lulu's side and I see Carly's side. So I'm trying to be neutral about this. But I don't know if it's going to work.
Well, yeah. I mean, I felt like it was... You know,
it
I felt like...
...to react like that, right? I mean, how else are you going to expect Carly to react in that kind of situation? Carly
yes.
is not going to, like, sit there looking all calm and go, oh, okay, so you make the business deal with some guy you don't know? Well, that's fine. Like, Carly's not going to say that.
Yeah, and Leilon, you could see me doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, because you are Carly from Jennifer.
Yeah,
Hill.
You could see me doing the same thing.
What?
I mean...
Pretty much.
Well, I hope we get some calls in tonight. See, this is what happens when I go and I'm gone, you know, gone for the day. But, you know, all I can say is I had a go, and it won, you know, winning is a good thing. So yeah, Any other part of the eighth did you like this week, you guys?
Well, I liked Lulu getting her memory back. I liked that.
I thought that was kind of fast, don't you?
Yeah, I thought it
yeah.
was a dream. I thought it was a dream. I thought that she was dreaming, or Dante was dreaming, or one of them was dreaming. The first day it happened, I didn't really think it happened. I was waiting for the next day for them to tell us it was a dream because in the spoilers, it said she was going to remember but not let on that she remembered. So all the spoilers were wrong. So I was really surprised she got it back like that. But
yeah,
I was glad.
I thought for a while. I thought it was going to be like a couple more months or something before... I thought it was going to be like a little bit at a time, like a memory here, a memory there. I didn't think it was going to be like, boom, all at once. I've got my memory back. Let's have sex.
Well, the spoiler said she got her memory back, and that what's his name, Milo, knew she got her memory back, but no one else knew. And these were spoilers in two different places I read them. So I'm saying, if I read it in one place, I would say, okay, the spoilers are wrong, but I read it in two different places. So I'm saying, how could they both be wrong? But they were wrong. And so I was very surprised. But I was glad. I think Emmy Ryan is doing a really good job as Lulu. I like her.
Yeah,
so you're doing a very good job. I mean, I'm enjoying you, but that's why, people, you don't believe spoilers. You believe because spoilers are wrong half of the time, so that's why I never put great stock in spoilers. I never do.
Yeah, I hardly read them anymore because it's just kind of pointless. Like, most of that stuff doesn't even end up happening, or it'll happen, but just not the way that you think it's going to happen. Just like Kathy said, you know, like she wasn't going to let on that she remembered what she did. So unless they're going to come back next week and be like, oh, it was all a dream, like, that's what happened. And I feel bad, honestly, for Milo, and I know, like, some people are like, well, he knew she was married, so, like, he shouldn't feel disappointed, but I mean, that's who Milo is. Like, he kind of wears his heart on his sleeve, so I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I feel bad for him because he's been in love with her forever, and,
yeah.
you know, I thought it was, you know, cool that, you know, they got, you know, to spend some time together. And 909, you on the air.
Hey, Carly, it's April G Reviews. How are you?
Hey, oh, good. You called in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and thank you for joining us last night. So
my
co-host is calling too. Courtney wanted to call in. We want to say hello and thank you for joining us last night. I think she's on the other line.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, she's
calling
in,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yep. 511, you on the air?
I think I'm here.
Hey, hi, Courtney.
Hi. Thanks
for wanted to call and say hello.
I enjoyed you, little Ethan and Sammy, little show last night. I felt it was very educational, very good. I still think Ethan and Sammy, you know, maybe need to have a little more sex. I was thinking more about that. And, I'm thinking that, you know, they need to do it a little more. I mean, you know, EJ and Sammy are all enjoyable, and I haven't watched today yet, but I was watching last night, and April, Courtney, Kathy, anyone can take this question. Is everyone happy that Kristen is finally, got in trouble and, you know, finally Brady knows? Is everyone happy about that? Because I'm happy.
I'm not happy. A lot of people complain about Briston being too sexual because everyone says they don't have a relationship. All they do is have sex, which is kind of true. But I enjoy their dynamic on screen. But I'm not happy about it, but it was coming. It needed to happen.
I was happy. She needed to get that.
I felt sorry for her, though. Yeah.
I may come around and feel sorry, but I didn't feel sorry. I know she fell in love with him afterwards, but I have to say I didn't feel sorry. She's been a thorn in my side since she's been on there. I just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they say Brady's going to end up with... who do you think he's going to end up with? Nicole again? That's what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I like Nicole. I like Nicole right around now. I like her. I don't know if that'll change her. I've been liking Nicole.
And you know, I will mind her. Bobby, I'm on the fence. Either Brady or Eric, I'm on the fence with the whole. I love Nicole. She is like one of my favorite people. Lost. I love her. I just love her to death. People might get mad at Nicole, but I don't. I'm like, okay, she did a bad thing. Okay, people move on. So I just find Nicole really, you know, great, and I just feel like, you know, her storyline in the past year has been so good, so great. Mm-hmm. How would you guys feel about a Brady-Nicole reunion?
Oh, I definitely am for it. I mean, again, I have conflicting emotions like Courtney does. I mean, we get that Kristen, you know, deserves it. But then on the other hand, she kind of softened me a little bit because I think she genuinely is falling in love with Brady. But then on the other hand, Nicole and Brady go way back. I mean, they've been through thick and thin together, and they always come back together. So I'd be okay with it. I'd like it, actually. What about you, Courtney?
I was a huge Nicole fan. I was. I really liked them a lot. I'm torn. I'm on the fence because I really do. I'm one of those people, as a kid, I always said, I want to be the villain. I don't want to be the hero. I want to be the bad guy. You know, and that's what I've always, I like the thrill of it, you know, on the screen, and I really like Kristen. And so I'm like, I don't know, you know, but her and Brady are very cute together. I always love their scenes. But I've kind of grown soft to Ericole, you know. I don't know.
I'm with you. I'm conflicted. I was kind of hoping for a little bit of that myself, but who knows?
Just have to play it out.
Right?
You know, the thing is, you know, that dynamic, all of the dynamics are, you know, really good right now. And, you know, I mean, if they don't go with Eric and Nicole like I want them to, then go back to Brady and Nicole. I mean, go back to that because I just feel like they have a great chemistry and great everything. And I just feel like it's about time Nicole has some happiness. Let Nicole be happy for a while, people.
I agree.
She deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves it. Now, people, what do you think the whole Nick, Gabby, Real, Sunny, that whole thing, what is everyone thinking on that?
I think Courtney would probably be the best one to answer that. I'm a little bit behind on days. I hate to say so.
I'm shocked. You sound like me, but yeah.
I'm a day behind.
I'm at a point, and every, you know, as you said, you know, like, I don't feel sorry for Kristen, but with Nick, I'm actually to the point where I'm like, you know, he's been through a lot, and, you know, he's been through a lot of bad things, and I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm softening up to Nick. I don't know. But I'd heard some kind of a rumor, and I know it's just a rumor, but something about Will woke up confused or something. It might have just been a rumor that went around. And that was, I woke up and was confused about his feelings for Sonny or something like that. I don't know what I read. But I'm really not knowing where they're going to go with that story. But I do like that Nick has come around and is wanting Will to be in Ariana's life due to the fact that he sacrificed himself to save him. And even though Nick was being a bigot, he still said, you know what, you know, I'm going to be here for you because that's the kind of guy I am, you know. And I like it. I do. And Chandler Massey's amazing anyway. So.
Yeah, I think the acting of Blake Barris is excellent. I mean, I used to hate Nick, too, especially for, you know, causing so much trouble for Will. But I found that I'm softening because of his situation. And when he was explaining it to Maggie, I think he went through a lot of emotional strain by being beaten up and raped. So I'm not excusing what he did, but I am softening a little bit.
Oh, I am, too. I definitely am. And what great acting. His acting. Oh my God.
Yes.
He's such a good actor.
I guess I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stopping Mo. You know, I'm trying to soften Mo, but you know, it's so hard for me to forgive what he has done for the last couple of months with, you know, with everything. It's hard to say, yeah, you know, you were a complete ass to Will. You wanted him to give up his baby, and you know, for that, you know, I'm just not okay with. I mean, that's the part that, you know, really gets me wanting to get mad at Nick all over again.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time forgetting what he did too. But then again, look, I mean, kind of calling the kettle black, and I'm like, oh no, Brady, you should forget Kristen, despite the fact that she did all that behind your back. So I'm kind of on the fence about it, but I am kind of softening that. And I wanted them to talk about what happened to Nick. I felt like it was important to understand his character and the depth of why he was the way he was. And it went without saying what happened, obviously, but I was glad they did that. And the scene with Maggie was powerful. I really liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was powerful. And I just hope they go, well, that, you know, Will and Sunny raise the baby. I think that's where I'm got my heart is. I don't want this baby to be put for adoption. I don't think it will. But, you know, I just want to see Will have a chance to raise his daughter.
Well, Will's on the birth certificate now, so.
Yeah, that was really nice of Nick to do that. I thought it was really good that he did it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you guys feeling about Hope never having Hope is in everyone's storyline but her own story, not getting her own storyline. How is everyone feeling about that?
Hope and I are not well acquainted in the way I'd like to be. I wasn't ever a Boat fan or anything like that, but I do feel like Hope is an important character. She always has been. And I'm not really digging what they're doing, you know, with her Sierra thing and the envelope with the stuff about, you know, all that stuff. But I'm kind of I had hoped they were going to bring Bo back because I thought I really wanted that for her. But I feel like her character's kind of floating right now. I don't feel like she really has any purpose, and I want her to have purpose. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, oh, we lost April. We lost April off the Swiss boat. She was here, and now she disappeared, people.
That's
April,
so good.
Call back in.
We'll probably call back in.
Blog talk sometimes can be very, 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 very bad. So, besides AJ and Sammy, who are your favorite couples on there according to us?
Let's see.
Hello, ladies. Sorry about that.
There you are.
Oh, that's okay.
Like I was saying, I was a big Bristin fan. Well, I can't really say that I have really any favorites right now. I really love Rafe and Kate. I like Rafe and Kate.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I'm a big Rafe. And I'm hoping that they really, I don't know what they're going to do with that story. I'm hoping something really good. Because a lot of people were like shocked when they found out that he was having, you know, that Kate was going to be his new thing. But, you know, you know, there's been rumors of a new love interest and everything. So I was, I'm hoping maybe, I mean, honestly, that triangle, I wouldn't mind just because I'm not 100% emotionally invested in it. But I kind of like to see a triangle with them, not with Sammy in it, you know, somebody else. But I'm a big Rafe fan. right in Bristol or where I'm at.
What about you, April? Who are you enjoying a lot right now as couple people?
I have to say I'm enjoying EJ and Sammy, of course. I'm sure you realized that from our show last night.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying seeing them sticking together and being a united force has really been incredible to me. And watching EJ and Will backing each other's life has been good. Because, it's been a while since they've interacted pretty much since the beginning of last fall. So I'm enjoying that aspect of it. I'm enjoying all the stories. I think they're very good right now. I'm enjoying, of course, the Kristen, the Brady wedding and all of that. I feel sorry for that guy. I mean, two of his fiancés have died, and now Kristen.
I know.
So I don't know what it is about him. I'm enjoying it. I think the writing is good. I think the acting is spectacular, especially for Blake Barris. Eileen Davidson may not be the most likable character, but she can bring it home at the end of the day. She's really a good actress. So I'm enjoying all the stories pretty much. Stefano, I always love Stefano. You know that. I think he's getting jealous over Kate's falling in love with Rafe, so we'll look forward to see what happens with that.
Stefano had no reason to be jealous. Stefano was the one that wanted Kate out of his life, in my opinion. So
right.
I just think, back the hill off, Stefano. You had your chance. You let her go. You have no claim to her anymore.
Well, I think he's, the Italian mafia kind of thing. It's where they want what they can't have. It doesn't matter if he doesn't love her or not, but it's kind of like a possession, in my opinion. What do you think, Courtney? Kind of something like that?
Oh, I'm a huge Stefano fan, but I do think he needs to just let it go.
Right.
He's the one she did the thing with Ian and whatever, but he needs to get over that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just tired of, I want, if you're going to have a character on a show, I think they need to have their own. I mean, of course, you're going to play into other storylines, but Rafe plays into everybody's storyline. I don't understand that because he is a good actor, and he does have a great dynamic with Kate, and so I don't understand why everybody's either worshiping him or trying to kill him.
I always thought maybe they should have went there with Rafe and Nicole. I thought maybe they missed the boat on there because I was enjoying where that storyline was going to. And so I would not mind seeing Rafe and Nicole, if they don't do Rafe and Kate. I am also, and I know a lot of people don't like this, but I don't care. I am enjoying Daniel and Jennifer. I feel I'm liking them as a couple. I feel like they get people just go off on them on Twitter all the time. And I'm like, okay, people, relax.
I'm a closet Jennifer. I'll admit that. I love Jennifer.
Yeah.
I just don't tell anybody.
Okay, well, I'm just
now
enjoying them. And, I get mad when people just go off on it and blame, Daniel for the reason Zach died and got killed off. And I'm like, no, people, no matter what would have happened, Ken Corday, I did this with Matthew Ashford. He comes on for a couple of months or maybe a year or two, and then he fires him again. It happened all the time, people. This is really Ken Corday's kind of problem. I don't get why he does that, but he does it. I mean,
I don't
get it.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah.
We're all here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, in regards to Ken Corday, I think, they tend to change writers. However, I mean, last summer, I think, as I said before, we all thought EJ and Sammy was going to get together after the Safe House, And then they did a switch and the triangle with Rafe and Lucas and all of that, and EJ's kick to the curb and all of that. I couldn't stand it. But I think, at least in regards to Jamie, it was excellent because they needed that extra 6 months to end Lumi and end Safe, and now there's no secrets, there's no lies. They have a straight path to each other. So I think the writing in regards to that turned out pretty good, in my opinion. I do agree they changed a lot.
I mean, I agree with you somewhat, but then again, you know, I get mad that, you know, I feel like, you know, some of Ken Corday decisions, you know, wasn't in the best interest of the soul. I will always say the first time around, letting Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans go, and Drake and Deidre go at the same time was the most stupid thing they could have done. And, you know, and the waiting sold for what Corday thought was the best decision at the time, and it wasn't. It wasn't the best decision. Bringing Carrie Austin back for that brief moment, you know, was great. I mean, it was great seeing them, but to have them off again, you know, I didn't see the point of that either.
Right. I would say bring Jack back, personally, and Bo.
You know, I think, you know, if they need to bring someone home, they need to bring Bo back, they need to bring back Son and Bill, they need, you know, they
right.
need that, you know, 20, 30-something, you know, couple on there that, you know, that they really don't have. I mean, for that right now, it's easy and Sammy, but I think it would be very interesting to also have Bill and Son back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I never got into the whole Jack thing. I was kind of I was not a Jack fan. I liked Daniel and Jennifer, and when he came back, I was like, no way. I was like, no, don't be an interloper. Go away. You know, but it just, you know, different strokes for different folks, as I like to say. You know, I just was not a fan, and I was not upset. I was sad. It was sad the way they wrote him off, but I wasn't heartbroken over it.
You know, I wasn't in the hall. I mean, I cried when Zach died only because I did like Zach, but I was done with Jennifer and Zach. I was done. I felt like, you know, Jennifer and Daniel fit. And I don't see why people don't like them. And, you know, the only thing they have standing in their way right now is JJ. And JJ needs to go back to boarding school.
I agree. He's a troublemaker. I haven't quite figured out what his angle is yet, you know?
Well, I figured out.
He's mad today.
Kathy, what did you think about Zay and lately what he's done and doing?
I think he's bad. I don't like him, and I think Daniel's getting his car back, and I think he's going to do something to the car when he gets it back. He's really out to get Daniel because he has a problem with his mother being with someone, too. I think that's part of his problem. But
it wasn't like Jennifer, you know, got with Daniel right away, you know. He's been in boarding school. You know, so it wasn't like Jennifer hopped into bed with Daniel. No, it was a progression that he missed, I thought.
Oh, what he did today? We haven't seen today, so I'm not going to say, but, oh, he's
playing
Jennifer.
No, tell me, I don't mind.
No, well, April hasn't seen it either. He's playing his mother, and she does something, and then he's laughing behind her back. Oh, I can't stand him.
Yeah, I definitely think he's a bad boy thing. you know, maybe he's just upset because of Jack passing. Maybe he's jealous that his mother's dating. Who knows? You know, I don't know. But good actor, a cute young kid. But I don't know, kind of a, I don't know. I don't know that they necessarily needed to bring that into it. But I think summertime, they tend to start doing some young stories for the teens
right.
that are home from school.
Right.
So probably be more interaction with, you know, that age group. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't see the problem.
Well, yeah, I do. You know, I mean, I don't want them to ever, I mean, I love Sierra and Theo. I love it when they get to interact together. And I love the little actors. So, in a way, I wish they would age them up just to become a cute little couple. But in a way, I love the actors who are playing them. So, you know, I don't want them to get aged too fast. But I would like a little romance there, you know, going on there. And, you know, I think that should be the super couple, you know, that people need to look forward to in that, you know, later, because, you know, I feel like that is a good way to go with Sierra and Theo. What does everyone think about that?
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Courtney?
I kind of, you know, I understand, you know, I like when they interact and everything, and I like Theo a lot, and I like that they, you know, doesn't he have autism?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that they address that. Where Sierra is concerned, I'm not a Sierra fan. Sometimes I find her kind of creepy, if you want to be honest. Just the way she talks to her mom and talks to other people, I'm like, oh, gosh, you are so strange to me. You know, but I really like Theo. But Sierra's just strange. Oh, she's so weird. I'm like, stop talking. Oh, I just, it's like Children of the Corn. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
We have one of those on General Hospital, too, if you watch it. See, Kylie's daughter, Children of the Corn, she looks like her.
I've never, you know, my dad was a huge Luke and Laura fan. And, I mean, he's got tapes. He was showing me the other day. Look at all the Liz and Laura tapes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dad, you're a closet soap fan. Oh, my God. And I've never watched General Hospital. I've watched Bold and the Beautiful a few times. My mom watches that. Young and the Restless. And then, of course, I'm a Dave fanatic. But I've never done – I did All My Children because I like Susan Lucci. And then never did One Life to Live, never did General Hospital. But I think I should just because – you know, just say I have. But it's kind of, people will get kind of confused because they'll ask me a question because I'll walk in the room and say something about Dave. And they're like, what's that about? I'm like, you might want to sit down because it's going to take about 20 minutes for me to explain this to you. And it's like, I feel like if I start watching General Hospital, I'm going to have so much to catch up on.
No, you really don't. General Hospital would be a very elite soap to get into, it would. Maybe you're talking to the wrong fan that's been watching it for like over 30 years, but or 25 years, but I feel General Hospital is very easy to start watching. And, you know, Dave was my first soap, but then General Hospital, you know. Zeno and Dave kind of, I don't know which one is bigger in my heart because I love ZH and I kind of want to get back to ZH a little because after all, I named the title of the show Zeno Hospital Rape Discussion Week. April, don't you watch Days of All? Didn't you watch General Hospital?
I watched General Hospital. I'm a little bit behind, but yes, I've watched General Hospital for about 35 years.
Well, I just feel like this week was, you know, crazy with the things with Star Wars and Franco and, You know, everything that got brought into that, I felt
right.
like it was crazy. I felt like, you know, okay, you're really going to go there with Lulu and Stavros? I mean, I'm sorry, it creeped me out. It creeped.
But wasn't it a good thing that Lulu didn't do anything with Stavros?
Yeah,
I
well,
think the
yeah.
outcome of Stavros is excellent.
Lulu said no to him.
Yep.
Nothing happened between them. I mean, she risked her family, but I mean, nothing happened between them. I was afraid something happened between them, but as far as she knows, nothing happened between them. So I was glad.
Well, she got migraines, though, in my opinion. She definitely got messed up. He messed
yep,
up her mind.
That's what I thought, too.
He messed up her mind, but she got her memories back, and everything's cool now, and so...
But he messed with her mind in a way that it wasn't,
he's still
you
raped
know,
her
it was...
Mentally,
what?
Yeah.
He raped her. He mentally raped her, like, mentally. Like, he really messed with her head.
He messed with her head.
Like, ice box or whatever.
He messed with her head, but at least he didn't... I was thinking he raped her. I was thinking she was pregnant. I had all kinds of things going through my head, what was going to happen.
I think he wants to mentally torture and make her think that he did those things, but I don't think he did them to her.
No, she got her memories back, so she knows
right.
she said no to him. He wanted to consummate the marriage, and she said no. So I'm glad that didn't happen. It could have turned out a lot worse, but...
Right. But, yeah, all the shows are hopping right now.
Yeah, they're all good.
You know, I wish someone would have just killed Franco. I wish Sonny would have just, you know, he had the gun. He had the opportunity. I would have just stopped the bastard and not worried about it.
Right.
Because he... You know, I'm all for sending killing people. I said this on the show. I would have not killed Les if Sonny killed him. I would have gave him a medal. You know, I would have even Sam. I would have even gave Sam a medal.
Sonny is adorable as the day he walked into that show. Don't you think he's a good-looking man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Maurice Bernard from way back in the day.
Yeah, I love him, too. He is handsome.
Oh, yeah. He is, and the caliber of acting, when he needs to do some emotional scenes, I mean, he really, his portrayal of Sonny Corinthos is excellent, I think, in my opinion. They've got a good caliber of actors on that show. You know, when they need to bring it home, they can really bring it home. You know, the Stavros character, you know, I can take it or leave it, but, you know... It's interesting, but I prefer just, I miss the Jason Sonny days, you know, the Carly and Sonny days, and I don't know, it's kind of different now.
Me too. I mean, the whole thing about whenever, you know, people were going off on Carly the other day about, you know, who, you know, about doing Lulu, but I didn't really think she did. But I'm thinking in my head, you know what? If Jason was here, if Jason was alive, she would have calmed down in that moment. Right now, Carly doesn't have anyone to tell her to calm down. If Sonny tells her to calm down, it will not work, people. It will not work. She will do exactly the opposite. She doesn't have her Jason. So I understood why she did what she did. And you know, I'm just mad at the... And, you know, I just think bringing... Oh, you're back. I'm just mad that they even thought about bringing Franco on again. I mean, he should just
right.
stay dead, in my opinion. I mean...
I agree.
I mean, was it... You know, I feel like the new hospital, post-apoc, could not come to a deal. But there is so many other people that they could have him at the week house. They didn't have to have him come to have the whole of the week house and think of that no one really cared about. No. I just think it's crazy. I really think it's crazy. So really quick, Courtney, getting back to days. So what are you hearing on the Days of Our Life front? Are you hearing anything about Zen Lily, who she's coming to play? Oh, anything? Are you hearing any of those kind of rumors, like who she is coming to go play over at Days of Our Life? Oh, are they really keeping that really under wraps?
Right now, nothing has been confirmed. There have been rumors about, what was her name? Starts with a C.
Oh my God, I can never pronounce it, but X Amanda on AMC.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
I don't even try to pronounce it. I'm like, hey, yeah, that one chick, yeah, that one. She's super excited, but she's not telling anybody what she's. That she's the one that everybody's rumored to be Rafe's new love interest. But I don't know. I've heard of her being.
I don't buy that.
Maybe not. But hey, you know, a girl can dream. But I was hoping for that for sure. But I've heard her being a Horton, a Hernandez, I've heard all sorts of stuff. Her being his therapist and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. I'm clueless about.
Oh, by the way, we lost April again. April, call back in. But I'm just wondering, who Zen Lily is playing. I'm really curious about that. And I feel like maybe a hush-hush.
Kelly, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I feel like they are being really, really quiet on the fun, and I want to know, and I don't want to wait anymore.
I don't either.
You
I don't
know,
like how mum they've been about anything, especially when it comes to spoilers, you know. Sometimes that can be really accurate, and then other times that can be totally off the map. Just to throw you off.
I may put you back on and
I'm having a phone trouble tonight. I agree with what Courtney said though.
Private you on Mayo too. Alba, is that you?
Yes, me.
Oh, hi Alba.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Hi.
So I agree with you that I don't like them being this quiet for this long. They should just, you know, finally say something because they've never been this quiet. And I understand if they take 4 months ahead of time, but can you let the fan know something and not keep it on the down low or whatever you want to call it, I do not get it.
I don't
right.
either. I don't either. I've been, I have, before last year, whenever I was still had my store back then, she would tell me different things. I'm like, how do you find out digging for months? And, she'd tell me all these different things and they were really, like, on point, you know, with spoilers. I could read a spoiler. I could watch an episode, you know. But then again, think about it. When you go to places, you know, when you come to me for spoilers or when you go to Daytime Royalty or you go anywhere, Days Cafe, wherever, you'll notice that everything is written in a certain way. There are people that are biased and there's people that are not. And you can tell with biased writing. You can always tell. And I'm like, you know what? I understand that you have a standpoint on the way that you view things and the way that you want things to be. Write it as it is. If you're going to write spoilers, then just write them as they are. But then again, there are rules. And you know, and NBC and Days will say, you know, to any reviewer that, you know, there are certain things that you can say, but you have to word it a certain way because we don't, you know, want it to be right out there. I understand all that. But it's the bias writing that's getting me, and I've noticed things are getting more and more biased as days passed. And sometimes I'm at the point where I'm like, you know, I'm not going to read spoilers because they're making me mad. I'm like, I do not want to read them.
Yeah, see, this is why I agree with you. Even with the new hospital, even the new hospital, why in all Bold and Beautiful, I watched them all. I feel like spoilers are really a waste of time, and it's a way to get people upset. I'm sorry to say that, but I do feel that way. I feel like spoilers in general just want to piss people off, want to make their day bad by reading these.
Yep. Absolutely agree.
Karen, you're on the line, too. But no, I just with Days of Our Life would be more forthcoming because, you know, I don't think this is a great thing for their fans, not knowing what's really going on. They are being more mom than the Secret Service, I feel.
Yeah, I've said it before, you know, whenever I knew certain things and I couldn't talk about it. But whenever I would say, look, I understand, you know, because I spoke for the Jenny fan base because I didn't, you know, I wasn't dedicated to anybody else. But at the time, I would say, look, I understand you're reading spoilers. And here's me speaking to you. From what I understand, you have nothing to worry about, period. If you have something to worry about, I'll tell you. If I know for sure. Because I would never talk about anything that I wasn't sure of. And sometimes, you know, with the whole thing with EJ making that mysterious phone call after he hears Johnny say that he'd rather live with Rafe. Okay, I understand that you are wanting us to tune in to see that. But guaranteed, there are people that didn't watch that because I got mad. I'm like, if you're going to write spoilers, get to the point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. I fully agree with you. And, you know, I just, you know, we lost April again. What's before, you know, before time went up, we have 20 minutes. But what are you guys having on your show this week? And when can everyone look for you guys and everything?
On Monday, we will actually be interviewing my father, Ricky David Tripp. He is a musician and a magician, and he's written columns for Billboard magazine and such, and done celebrity interviews with himself. So that will be a good show. And then on Wednesday, we'll be doing Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we're thrilled about that. You know, of course, we'll get to talk about Days some more. And, of course, Monday, you know, I've never interviewed my dad in this format, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So, April, you're back.
You know, I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's my phone. I apologize.
No,
I'm so very sorry.
Blog Talk. Blog Talk is evil, April. I know we both have shows on Blog Talk, but I bitch about them all the time. No, I was just talking to Courtney, making Sue, you know, when you guys just shows on to let people know so they can call in and listen and all of that. Are you just having a Monday?
Yeah, we try and... Right? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you just having a Monday and Wednesday? Oh, you're doing Monday, Wednesday.
We're definitely doing Monday and Wednesday, and this week, last week we did four shows, actually. For sure, we're ordinarily doing Monday and Wednesday. My daughter's graduating, so this week we'll be doing it Monday and Tuesday. But ordinarily, we'll try and do our best to do Monday, Wednesday, and then after that, we'll just, you know, take it as it comes. But, yes, we are doing two shows a week. Pretty soon we're getting ready to do our own review show, which hopefully will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. But we've kind of just taken off a little bit faster than we expected, so we're just trying to take it one step at a time. And as she said, we have her father on this coming Monday, and then Diva Duel is coming on Tuesday. And so, yeah, we're having a good time.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure to get that out there and everything because, you know, I find you so very interesting and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, I love calling in last night.
We had a great time. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Carrie Alva is here, which is really good. Carrie, I'm glad you called in.
Carly, before you go, Courtney and I are going to have to step away. We did want to call in and say thank you. We have to work on some show stuff, and she's got to eat. But we want to stop by and just say thank you, and we appreciate it, and we love your show, too. And we'll call in again, and please feel free to call us anytime as well. And we love what you're doing. And we love what you're doing, and we appreciate the support. And you retweet us, we'll retweet you. And, you know, we just want to say hello and thank you.
Okay, bye, you guys. Night, Courtney. Bye.
Night,
April.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. We'll see you another time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Alba is here, and Carrie's here. Leilon is here, and Kathy. So, Carrie, I'm going to you first. Do you have any rants? Do you have anything to say? Because I'm dying to hear what you have to say, actually.
Well, it's a couple of things on GH. I don't like the way a couple of people were badgering freaking a woman who had amnesia, yelling in her face like nuts.
Like, what people are you talking about, Carrie?
Samantha McCall Morgan and Carly Jax Corinthos, Alcazar Jax Corinthos.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't think Carly did anything wrong. I don't. I mean, she was emotional. You know, she was being who she is. And, I mean, I don't think
all right.
She was
being who she is. That's exactly right. Yelling at a woman who doesn't have any memory. And for what reason?
Oh, my God. She was emotional. She was very emotional. So, you know, I don't think what she did was so wrong.
We had this discussion, Carrie, before you came in. I feel exactly
the same
way.
Sorry to rehash it.
No, that's all right. I said the same thing. And I love Carly, but I wanted to punch her in the face. I was getting so aggravated.
Oh, my God, punch her. Well, okay, then, really, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think she even deserves a punch in the face. I don't think she deserves any of the crap that she's getting for doing this. I really don't.
Okay, Carly, calm down a minute.
Well, I mean, I actually am more pissed at her than I am even of Sam. This is her cousin, for heaven's sakes. And she's yelling at her. Why, seriously, I even forget why she was all up in her grill.
Because
She wanted to know who the guy was.
Oh, who rented, and that's why she was yelling at her like a nut. And another thing, and nobody in that room, you know, thank God for Dante coming in and getting those nuts off her.
Oh, okay. Well, no, thank you, Dante. So, I'm not going to thank Dante for that at all.
I mean, how do you expect Carly to react in that situation, though? Like, that's a very hard
What do you mean, how do you expect? Lulu doesn't have to tell her anybody, whoever rented her boat. She's got no right to yell at Lulu like that. Whoever rented the boat from Lulu, that's Lulu and that person's business. Carly had no right to come in there like a raving lunatic. What do you mean, what was she supposed to do? Shut the fuck up like everybody else did.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't supposed to shut the fuck up.
That's that's not who Carly
everything
is, though.
Carly
like, you honestly
right
expect Carly to stand there and be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yes, that's exactly what she's supposed to do, stand there and shut her mouth. It's not her business to know who rented the boat off of Lulu. It's Lulu's boat. She can rent it to whomever she wants.
And the poor girl, she didn't have her memory. She hadn't seen Carly since the whole thing has happened. Carly hadn't seen her cousin.
Doing.
She didn't say, how are you, or anything to her. She just started screaming
at her. Okay, but you know what? Okay, you guys are going to find any fault in my girl for anything she does.
No, I'll find fault in your girl and in mine or whoever's. When they're wrong, they're wrong. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carly wasn't wrong on this. She wasn't. I'm not going to back down and say she was, because I don't think she was. I think she was right on. I would have probably done the same thing.
I mean, Carly could have asked about it in a calm way and say, why didn't, like, what was your thinking on this, and why did you...
First of all,
let
the girl said she didn't know, and Carly still continued to do her routine up in her face. She didn't take the answer for what it was. She still, because Carly thinks when she wants something, she can just bulldoze over everybody.
What Lulu said was, there's nothing wrong with that. Lulu had an answer.
There's nothing wrong with bulldozing to get what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
So anyway, Kathy, what was her answer exactly?
Lulu said, I don't know. He paid me cash.
And then she still continued to run her mouth in her face, correct?
Yep.
So, I'm sorry,
Even the bitch Sam backed off. A light bulb went off in Sam's head when she realized, wait a minute, this girl, she's sick, she's got a problem. Even Sam McCall backed up off of her.
So what? So what if Sam backed off on her? So what? I think what Carly did was right. I would have done the same thing.
Yes, Sam.
No,
well, that's all right. Well, and the second, she got, AJ undressed her in front of a room full of people, too. Oh, I couldn't raise my son, but you give him to him. So she got hers anyway.
Yeah, AJ did.
You don't go out. This is your cousin who has amnesia. She did not need to yell. And like you said,
Oh, okay. You know what? If my cousin had amnesia, I would go after who?
Okay, Carly, calm down.
She could have very easily, asked it one time and then backed off. She was right up in her grill.
Oh, poor Lulu. Let's cry and wither for Lulu.
Yeah, let's.
Well,
I felt
not.
Bad for Lulu.
She was tormented.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her.
I mean, I felt bad for Lulu, but at the same time, that's Carly's logic. Carly's going to go off on that because that's who Carly is. She's not going to stand there calmly and go, okay, Lulu, that's fine.
Yeah, but you're missing the point, though. That wasn't the time to go off. If there's a time to go off when someone's attacking you or yours, go off by all means. But she had no reason to approach Lulu aggressively like that. If someone's attacking Carly, by all means, have at it. You got to put the situation in perspective. Lulu was no threat to her. There was no reason for her to be aggressive at her like that. The girl had like a shell-shocked look on her face.
Well, that's why I said Carly could have been nicer about it. She could have been. But, I mean, it would be really un-Carly-like for her to just kind of stand there and calmly talk with Lulu, because that's not who Carly is. Carly gets all emotional and crazy and goes off on people, and that's just who Carly is.
And that's why
I don't blame her on this.
And just let it go. Like, it is what it is. And
well, it is what it is, but that's why some of us, I don't hate her. Kathy likes her, but that's just because that's the way she is. Doesn't mean it's right, and doesn't mean we have to like it. I mean, it was actually disgusting to look at to see her go after her like that.
I agree. In a lot of perspectives, it wasn't right. I mean,
it was hard to watch, and I never say that. I mean, I love Carly.
Oh my God! No, it wasn't hard to watch.
It was hard for me to watch.
It was not hard to watch at all.
It was harder to watch the rape stuff and like people talk about the rape.
But you're comparing apples and oranges. Nobody said the rape stuff wasn't hard to watch, but that's apples and oranges. Let's not
go there with the rape stuff again. We had enough problem with that earlier.
Okay, wait. You know why?
What did I miss? I want to know what I missed.
Yeah.
No, you
yeah,
don't want to
okay.
know.
Maybe
yes,
not.
You do.
Maybe.
No, I don't think you want to know. It
I
wasn't
think
good.
You're going to get very upset here and get very hostile.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay,
it's going to make for a very hostile conversation. Honestly.
This way. I just said what I was feeling at the moment about the rape thing and about...
Wait, first of all, what rape thing? What rape thing are we talking about? Michael's?
Okay,
Sam,
about
Sam.
The fact that Sam wasn't really raped by Franco. I was upset that he wasn't. I'm sorry. It felt to me like she... Once again, in game whitewashed. Once again, see this game, you know.
She's not getting whitewashed. Well, she's not getting whitewashed because we always knew there was a possibility she was never raped from the time they did the scenes. None of us ever thought she was raped when it happened, so why would that be a whitewash? If you remember...
I feel like they just left her alone. And...
No.
And let her be raped.
And
well,
I even made her think she was raped. I would not have a problem with that.
Right. You hate Sam.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure Sam fans were happy about it. And Jason fans were happy about it because that makes their baby more real. But
Well, not exactly my point.
You have to realize something when you talk about this. It's all fiction. But the point being is, you cannot look at character, but you cannot be cavalier about the subject of rape, because then that does not look good. When you cannot say something about the subject of rape, whether you are talking about a soap opera or not, because that's a very delicate subject.
Yeah, it's true. This is very true.
I understand that, but I just feel like at the moment I said it, that, you know, I just feel like, you know, leaving it the way it was.
I have news for you. She was raped. She was raped emotionally because she's felt for over a year that she was raped. That's paralyzing in a rape of in and of itself. That's emotional rape.
That's true. Yep.
Look, I hate her with every fiber of my being. But when you talk about certain things, you have to remove your allegiances out of it and put it into perspective.
Well, maybe you might, but I was just, you know, thinking that,
We spent many a night saying she was never raped, so it's not really a whitewash. We always knew that there was a possibility they were going to go that way.
Oh, I know, but I was just hoping they would have left her alone. Actually, I was hoping that they would have never brought Franco on. That's what
I agree with you there. I could do without Franco, but they did, so be it.
You know, I mean, I just feel like the whole Franco thing, they are coming in and trying to say this guy is not as bad as we remember, and I don't buy it.
No, there are certain characters that can't be redeemed, but of course they're going to try to because they're going to keep Roger on.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, he did what he did, you know, bringing Calder into Michael's life. And even if he said to Calder, leave Michael alone, he was the one that brought Calder in Michael's life. So, in a way, I feel like, wait a moment, you let that happen. You are the one that pulled the gun and the trigger, and you may not rape Michael,
You're right. He still put him in his orbit. So even though he says he didn't order him to rape him, he still has some responsibility.
Yeah. And I just feel like he wants to come in and oppose. Yeah.
And we're supposed to forget that over a few, you know, I'm sorry's, and then act like, he's supposed to blend into the society of Port Charles bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? He caused havoc in that town, and it's like people wanted to make him good now that he's being played by Roger House.
I don't know if I'd go that far that they're making him good, maybe in time, but so far, no.
And just, for me, I just feel like, there are so many other people that they could have brought on for Roger to play. I mean, they didn't have to go the Franco route. Am I wrong? I mean, what do you think, Karen and Kathy? And Leon?
No, they didn't have to go that route.
I would have preferred him better as a Cassadine.
Yeah, they could have
been
a Cassadine.
And it's nothing against, Roger. I love Roger Howard's pieces. It's nothing against him, but I just don't care about the Franco character regardless of who's playing him.
Yeah, I don't either.
Is he really playing the old Jane Franco part? Oh, dear, is he playing this new? I don't get it.
Just a recast. What it is just a straight out recast. He just stepped in and he's Franco.
But they have never really said, quote unquote, if Franco was Alan's son. They haven't. I mean, they haven't done a full DNA on that, have they?
No, and maybe that's to come if we find out in the future that he's not really Quartermain. But to this point, it's assumed that he is, unless they change that.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense for them to change it, because then it's really like, okay, what is he? At least if you leave him Franco, the Quartermain, he's got a reason to be on there and mix it up with the Quartermains. If you take that element away, why do we need Franco on the canvas at all?
Exactly.
At least I'm sure he'd be funny mixing it up with Tracy and the Quartermains and AJ and everything.
I totally agree with you. I just feel like, it was weird the way they did this. And how do you feel about Kiki, Carrie?
The jury's still out on her. I think Kristen's doing a good job. I think of the three, she makes the most sense because of the younger character. They brought her in with Morgan, so. And yet again, I hope they leave her a Quartermain for the reasons I just stated, so that way she's got a purpose other than Morgan's girlfriend, and they can kind of. Then it would be interesting to see Tracy and AJ trying to vie for her, votes and whatever through the company, because if they turn around and say she's not a Quartermain, then that takes out a whole another aspect of what she could play. But I can't, and before you ask me about the other one, I think he's stupid and I can't stand him.
I agree with you on that one.
I don't think he's doing a very good job either for acting the part.
Oh, we have 90 seconds before we go off air, but Carrie, I gotta hear you B&B rant. I'm looking forward to you going off on that.
You mean about the Hogans?
Yes. I'm just looking for you to go off. I'm giving you.
She's a slut. They're ruining Taylor. They're ruining Steffi. Eric's a fool. He's gonna ultimately give in to her. And then at the end of today's show, Bill's acting all jealous, and then he's like, can I have a last hug? It made me sick. That show is going up in flames. The CBS shows, I don't know what the hell they're doing over there at CBS, because why not? B&B are in some trouble.
I'm enjoying Y&R. I am. I mean, I'm Why and all, I'm enjoying.
Well, until they break up your couple.
Well, true. Dad, what did you think? What did you think of the Jeannie Cooper tribute? Did you guys all watch it?
It was amazing. I cried through the whole thing.
Me too. I saved it. I
cried. It's an interesting time over there because they've never had to deal with Jeannie's passing and, of course, Michelle's exit.
I'm just wondering how,
I love the Nick and Sharon scenes, though.
Well, that's good that you are enjoying that.
I like seeing the flashbacks. But I think Billy and Victoria are headed for a friggin' disaster. This whole gambling thing is about to blow up in his face.
That's what I told Kylie. That's what I think.
Of course
they are.
Kylie
doesn't want to hear it. I will be pissed.
You know Jill Van Felf. Does she keep anybody intact? Look how they're decimating Michael and Lauren. It's ridiculous.
I know.
And even Lily. That made Lily all tipsy today. That made me sick. She shouldn't be acting like that. Apparently Billy's lying to her now about, the gamble. When she finds out, she's going to flip.
She is.
And, of course, Victor's going to go out.
Victoria is going to be so pissed. She's not going to put up with that. That could be the end of them.
Well, no, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Yes, it is.
You don't know that because...
No, because even what Adam said, first of all, you had the thing with... he pointed out the three lies. What were they? I guess he knew where Victor was last year or whatever, didn't tell Victoria. Then there was the Mia Mott thing with Chelsea, and then there was something else. Adam pointed out three things that he's lied to her about.
Okay, but I don't know. I just hope it doesn't.
Me too. Don't misunderstand. I love them, but it's not looking good for the future.
I see it coming. I've been saying this for a while, ever since the first time he gambled. I said, here we go.
If he wins people, and if he's winning, she's still be complaining.
No, that doesn't matter.
He's an addict. She's a Newman. She doesn't need him to win. He's an addict. It's like an alcoholic. You cannot drink. The winnings don't matter.
She won't care.
Okay. And it's the lie. Even more than anything.
I know, but I'm trying to play it like, I just don't want my couple fuckable.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well,
I mean.
Yeah, no kidding. Every couple on that show is bleeped. But you know what, though? It's all good because Dylan's getting a friend.
Oh, well, we really need Dylan to have a friend, I guess.
Because it's all about him. He's getting a friend.
Well, when you are a pet, that's what happens, in my opinion. But are you more pissed off at... B&B than any soap right now or what?
But the only difference is, at least as pissed as I am at B&B, they're writing her to her character. She's a whore. They're keeping her in character on Y&R, and they're taking people completely out of character.
And are you happy with everything with Jenna? I mean, not everything, but are you, like, not? I mean, I haven't really been fast-forwarding Jenna or Dave. I call B&B my fast food soap.
Oh, yeah, that takes about 7 minutes to watch.
I have it down to 4 minutes and 32 seconds. The spy would say that. I mean, are you going to see a wasp?
Yeah, I'll skim through. Once Jackie's off for a while, I'll be tuning. I'm just, you know, gonna breeze through it just to kind of. But I will not watch Hope and Liam, and I will not watch Brooke with this baby daddy nonsense.
What about, you know, because we don't know how long. We don't know how long Jackie's gone for, because they are off all of August, usually. So maybe she won't be off for, like, she won't be off screen that much. What do you think?
Well, there's different, some people say she's coming back, other people say she's not. At this point, I don't even know who to believe on that, but let's assume she's coming back. Hopefully we don't miss her too much, because, you know, the spoilers say for the week of the 10th she's going to leave Liam and go to Paris.
Yeah.
Week of the
10th. Well, my faith in spoilers lately hasn't really been there. I don't believe every spoiler I'm reading right now. So,
the smartest person on that show is Thorne, because he stays in the basement. But then again, she wouldn't want him anyway, because he doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend. That would have made more sense. If she needed a baby daddy just to throw people off Bill's scent, why didn't she go get Thorne? He's not attached. And they would have given him
married.
Because
he wasn't married
with anyone.
Oh, I
never thought of that.
But I'm saying from a writer's perspective, yeah, because it was all about making Taylor the fool for her again.
Yeah.
And I was never even the hugest of, I mean, I didn't hate her, but boy, I am so Team Taylor right now.
Me too.
I wish they would let her throw her off the cliff as part of her exit storyline.
I mean, I don't hate Hatebook, but, you know, what's she doing right now is wrong.
I hate her.
I hate her, too.
There is nothing redeemable about that bitch. Nothing.
She can't be redeemed. She can't.
I disagree. I think maybe she could, so. I mean, I've always liked books, so I don't hate her. I hate Hope, but I don't hate Book.
Brooke has become unwatchable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Her left eye laying. Her whispering, and her revisionist history. Oh, we loved each other. No, bitch. When you were married to him the first time, you pined for Ridge.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's crazy what is going on B&B. You know, it drives me crazy. That show really does drive me crazy.
And I'll tell you, and I said this earlier, I hate Adam Newman, but I will say, with Young and the Restless, it does make a difference when you put people with certain people that they mix well with. And he did seem very sincere when he talks about Chelsea.
But well, yeah.
They can't do that because Dylan needs to be the baby daddy.
Well, you know, I would never, you know, if I was Chelsea with all of the things, you know, I don't think I could forgive Adam. So, you know, him pining over Sean so much, I don't know if I could just forgive that, but that would just be me. I mean, I did like Chelsea and Adam, but I feel like they destroyed them. I mean, I do.
I like Chelsea and Adam.
Yeah, but I'm kind of liking Chelsea and Dylan.
It's all based on a lie, though. I don't like that.
And so what? If it's based on a lie, who cares? Because I'm enjoying them, and they are, I think, fun to watch. So I don't know. I'm enjoying that. You know, I'm enjoying them, and I just I want to see where it's headed because it's very interesting.
I want Chelsea with Adam bad.
I don't. Adam doesn't deserve it.
I want Chelsea to tell Adam he's the father of the baby, and I want them back together.
I'm sorry. Know what? I don't think Adam deserves to know myself.
I do. Adam is a different person when he's with Chelsea. There's some goodness
God,
in him.
Oh, God, Adam is never going to change. Adam is always going to be Adam.
Why do you think he doesn't deserve to know?
Because Adam has done so mean, horrible things, and maybe this, you know, I don't know, would be a
karma
thing. But I don't know. I just don't think, he deserves to know this.
You think it might be karma?
She's using Dylan to be the baby's father. He's not the father.
So what? I would use Dylan too if I was her.
He's getting all excited.
I don't trust Adam.
But Dylan's getting all excited over something that's not his. He's getting all excited. It's not his baby. I think it's wrong.
Well,
I don't.
Reason I think she needs to tell Adam is because they were pregnant before, and she made a conscious decision to have a baby with him before, so it's not like she's horrified by the idea because she was pregnant with him before.
But maybe she changed her mind about how this kid will be raised in him.
Chloe
put thoughts in her head.
Excuse.
Chloe put thoughts in her head.
Yeah,
so good for Chloe.
Anybody that listens to Chloe for advice needs their head examined.
I don't like Adam at all. I don't like Adam.
I don't either. I hate him, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to know that he's going to be a father. One has nothing to do with the other. She chose to procreate with him, so he deserves to know.
Well, and I don't care who plays Dylan, I don't care who the actor is. Dylan, it shouldn't be told that it's his because he's getting all excited and he's looking forward to it. It's not fair to him.
You know what? I don't think anything wrong with that. I don't. I mean, she has a very cute baby daddy stepping up, and I think they could make a really cute couple, and so I'm okay with it.
So wrong.
I don't think it's so wrong. I don't think it's so wrong. Adam was so wrong with everything he has done, and maybe he's getting what he now deserves.
It's going to come out at some point, someday.
Oh, so it's going to come out. Okay, but let it come out. Let it come out. So what? I think Adam doesn't deserve this, and Adam has screwed with many people's lives.
From what I understand, so is Chelsea in the past. So if you're going to go on that, you mean nobody's perfect.
I'm not saying that no one's perfect. I'm just saying everything Adam has done is unforgivable, and I forgive him.
I can guarantee you one thing. I hate Adam more than you do because guess what? He screwed with my girl and her baby. So I can guarantee you I hate Adam more than you do, but it still doesn't make it right.
I don't like what he's done to my girl, Victoria, at all. So, with
what
that...
What did he do to Victoria? He didn't really do anything to Victoria.
Oh, come on! He banged Victor O'Dare Oh, please, please, please save Victor's life and then gets the company and really throws Victoria under the bus. I'm sorry. For that, I really don't like him. He should just stay the hell out, you know. He should be in the mail room and not one in the fucking company.
Well, let me tell you something. Victoria's acting like a spoiled brat in some ways. I see where she's put in some ways. And in other ways, she's fighting for Daddy's attention.
Well, all of a sudden, Victor has never trusted Adam, blah, 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 but suddenly they are buddy, buddy. Yeah, I will feel kind of out of place, too. So I don't blame her for what she's doing, and so that's why I'm mad at Adam, and that's why I hate Adam, and that's why I'm okay with what he's doing.
You hate
you know,
Adam.
I'm,
what he did to Victor. No. He's done a lot worse to other people. Poor Ashley.
True.
Well, I'm gonna leave you guys. I'm going to bed. I'm awful tired. It's been a long day. I was up early this morning, so I'm going to say good night. But enjoy your conversation.
All right. Talk to you later. So
good night, Carrie.
Bye.
Callie, good night.
Bye.
Christy, are you there?
Yeah. Bye, Kathy.
Good night, Christy. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Is Alva still here?
No, Alva was here, and then she got off the switchboard, and I said three times, hi, Alva, and then she was gone. But I said hi to her like three times, Carrie. Honest, I did.
I believe you.
So there. Yeah. So, are you caught up with everything or what?
Everything but data. I caught up with B&B, Y&R, GH. I got one left to live to watch.
Well, you know, with all my children and one life to live, it's for me, remember to watch it, because every time I go watch it, the thing slows and then it stops and then I get all mad. So,
I think I'm going to go now, too. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
Well, I think tonight we should end it before Colby says anything else to offend people.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. But remember, I will be back next week with my birthday celebration, and Late on my deal will be taking over the switchboard, which maybe will be a good thing for next week, because now I'm not in trouble. So until next week, we will talk to you all next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.